Hello?
Oh, hi. It's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey. Good. How are you?
I'm great. I was just following up regarding the $29 payment for your website hosting, and we're having trouble processing it, so I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I don't really know what is it because I got the card, and you should be good to take the money from there. But however, I'm glad you called me because I'm looking to cancel that monthly payment anyways. Because I'm no longer running the business right now. So.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. But I can't cancel the account with a past due payment, but once the 29 settles, I can definitely cancel it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you're not running the business right now, and you're thinking you might open it, you know, eventually, you could also put the account on what's called a seasonal hold. So that way you
would. How much would that cost?
Oh, the seasonal hold stops the billing. So we could pause it for up to 6 months where they would stop, you know, May, June, July, you know, what have you, and they would just reinstate it after the 6 months or sooner, depending on, you know, if your business opens again.
Yeah, what happens if it doesn't open?
No, you wouldn't pay during the months that you're not using it, but if you forgot to call us, let's say that it's due to reinstate on December 28th, for example, and you forgot to call us, then it would reoccur a $29 charge. Okay,
no,
but
it's okay. I don't need it.
So you just want to pay, okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm kind of busy right now, but I'll call you guys back or if there is another way to just get this process and pay that due balance.
Well, let me ask you, because you said that the card was good. Is it the one ending in 5097, the MasterCard? Is that the one that you wanted to use?
I mean, that's the one that we've always used, right?
Yeah, but because it's declining, maybe something changed on it. Is the expiration still 5 of 28?
You know, I don't have that card. Hold on.
Okay.
One second, I guess I may have it on me.
Yeah, because if so, we could just do the cancellation and everything right now. Then you don't have to worry about it, you know? Because if not, it'll reoccur another charge on May 28th, and I don't want that to happen to you.
What does it end on? Again?
It ends in 5097.
5097, yeah. And let me take a look real quick. Hold on.
Of course.
Okay, so I don't really know why it's not going through. So I'm gonna have to call my bank and get back to you guys.
Okay. It still has the 5/28 expiration though, right?
Yes.
Is it still the reservoir drive for the billing address?
No, it's a different billing address.
Oh, maybe that's it. Okay, let's try that. What's the billing address now?
16.
Mm-hmm.
So the billing address is the number 2.
Okay.
K, A, and E. So K.
Okay.
And then drive, D-R.
Okay.
And then Jasper, spelled J-A-S-P-E-R.
Okay.
And then Georgia.
Uh-huh.
30143.
Okay. Hopefully that's what it is and it'll work now. Let's see though. It'll tell me right away if it does. So let's see here. Nope, it still says declined. Retry transaction. You have the $29 available on this card, right?
Yeah, it's a credit card, so yes.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if you have another payment method you'd want to use just to settle this or if you want to call the bank and see what's wrong with this card, whatever's easier.
Yeah, let me call them real quick and I'll give you a call back. What
okay.
time do you guys work on to?
Oh, we're here until 7 o'clock Eastern. So I'll send you my direct line. My name's Tina. I'm at Extension 777. So if you call back and you put in that simple 7, it'll ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay, you're going to send me that to my
get a text message? Yeah, do you get text on this line?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is there like a late fee or something with you guys?
No, there's not a late fee. It's just that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to the automatic renewal each month on the 28th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So right now, it's only past due for 29, but on May 28th, it would reoccur to 58, and it continues to do so until this settles. So that's why I'm saying it's better to get it done, you know, as soon as possible. That way we can cancel it out and prevent further charges, you know?
Yes. Is there a website with you guys that I can go and pay it online?
Send you the login to your back office through our website. When you log in, it'll say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. So when you click on that, it will take you to the billing page. And if you wanted to use the same card and the issue's cleared up, you could just go in and hit pay on the invoice. Or you could enter a new billing method if you decide to use a different card and then, you know, settle it that way. And then I can circle back, and as soon as I see it's taken care of, I can cancel it on this end. And you'll get a confirmation email once we cancel it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good deal.
Yep. Yeah, so
all
I
right,
just
sent
you that login. So if you have any troubles logging in or if you have any questions, you can call me, okay?
I'll do. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, talk to you soon. Yeah, bye-bye.